Shalom, everyone. It's time for ancient Jewish wisdom for a modern world that will change your thinking and change your life. Welcome to the Dust of the Rabbi podcast with Rabbi Brian Baruch Belecci.
Shalom, everyone. This is Rabbi Brian. I'm so glad you've joined us for another episode of the Dust of the Rabbi podcast. We're in season number 4, and we're learning how to be free as a disciple of Yeshua. So I'm grateful that you have joined us again for another wonderful podcast, whether you're watching on YouTube or any streaming platform to listen to it audibly. We want to make sure that you are getting dusty from the dust of your rabbi. You're downloading ancient Jewish wisdom that's going to give you the strategies you need for that undisciplined life to be a disciple of Yeshua that is free in every area. You know, when we talk about Yeshua, or you might know him as Jesus, we're talking about a teacher, a rabbi of the first century, who was probably a quintessential rabbi when it comes to how he discipled his disciples. And when you also think about the process he used, where he didn't really necessarily point out all their sins, but allowed the weeds to grow up with the wheat, we are able to separate at the end of his process the things that don't need to be in our life, the branches that need to be pruned, so we can be more fruitful and productive as his disciple. We want to be a vessel that the Father can use today, tomorrow, and every day. And so we've been journeying through a curriculum I wrote called Becoming Free, and this is really based upon becoming a disciple that we've already talked about. And then after this season, we'll go into another season on becoming a leader. And this is what we want to do, is we want to dive into week number 2 when it comes to becoming a disciple of Yeshua who's free. Last week, we talked about becoming a disciple who's free from bad choices. This week, we're going to look at the Genesis account again with Adam and Eve, where shame was one of the roots to the toxic emotions we often feel when we've made bad choices, as Adam and Eve did. So let's pick up on this week, which is all about how to become released from the shame of wrong choices and insecurities of our past mistakes. Shame is a natural reoccurring emotion resulting from making bad choices or feeling regret after the damage has been done. Shame can also manifest from the bad choices of others who have harmed and hurt us throughout our life's journey. The natural response is to blame yourself for someone else's wrong decision, which creates inner shame as you accept the blame. Remember, we talked about last week how Adam played the blame game by saying, "God, it's that woman you gave me. She made me eat of the wrong tree." But this week, we're also considering that there could be shame you're experiencing from someone else's bad choice. If you've been harmed, if you've been hurt, if you've been abused, if you've been mistreated, if you've been abandoned or rejected, you could be feeling some shame from your past, not because you did anything specifically wrong, but others have done things to you that have affected you even till present. Since Adam and Eve disobeyed God and ate the forbidden fruit, we have been subject to the reoccurring emotion of shame and personal suffering as a part of the human experience. God never intended for this couple to live in shame, or for their descendants to be crippled by its debilitating effects. If sin had not caused such a devastating fall for our first parents in the garden, we would still be experiencing the peace or the shalom and the presence of God without the pain of shame and insecurity. Look at what it says in Genesis 2:24. That is why a man leaves his father and mother and is united to his wife. They become one flesh. Adam and his wife were both naked, and they felt no shame. How did we go from a story of this perfect couple, Adam, who was created in the image of God after his likeness, Eve created from his side to reflect that glory and likeness, and being married by God himself in a holy matrimony, creating a family and a home? What caused that happy home to be broken? What caused the shame to come upon the first husband and also the first wife? What caused the seduction, the rebellion, and the deception that caused Adam and Eve to fall into a pit of pitfalls and pain and suffering and regret? What do you think it is? Well, when we continue on in the story, we looked at this verse last week, that Genesis 3:7 says, "At that moment, their eyes were opened." This is something the serpent promised them. Their eyes would be open, and they'd be wise as God. "And they suddenly felt shame at their nakedness." So it's true, their eyes were open. But the serpent never told them what it would be open to. It was open to shame. And the shame was due to their nakedness. So they sewed fig leaves together to cover themselves. Think about this. They only covered themselves because they felt insecure. Verse 9 says, "Then the Lord God called to the man, 'Where are you?' He replied, 'I heard you walking in the garden, so I hid. I was afraid because I was naked.'" The actual Hebrew says, "I heard your voice in the garden." The voice of God should have brought comfort and security. Instead, the voice of God, instead of creating faith, brought fear and then created a sense of insecurity within Adam and Eve. So they hid and they were ashamed and they were afraid. So think about how shame and fear was created in this moment based upon insecurity. As I keep reading, it says, "How much more peace and purpose would we experience if we were free from the paralyzing emotion of shame? Adam would have continued faithfully walking with God instead of hiding in fear. His marriage would be free from shame and blame, and his sons and daughters would develop into mature adults without dysfunction." Imagine how generational blessings could replace generational curses if the truth of God's word could refute and eradicate the lies of the serpent. We found out the serpent, being just an animal, was used or possessed by a spirit, a fallen angel, that we call the devil, Satan, and some even call him from the King James Bible, Lucifer. He was an angel of light that fell from heaven and lost his light, and then tried to steal the light of God's glory from Adam and Eve to actually destroy God's plan for humanity. It's time to accept God's plan for freedom and defeat the lies of the devil's deception. Jesus promised his disciples a trustworthy principle. If you know the truth will set you free. If you've accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior and decided to follow him, becoming his disciple uncovers the specific areas of your life that need spiritual discipline and deliverance. Shame is the root of the identity issues and insecurities that rob us of our freedom and affect how we view ourselves. When Adam hid from God's voice, shame made him afraid and insecure after he and his wife tried to cover their nakedness. We also hide from God's voice and battle insecurity when we struggle with shame. Maybe you're listening right now to this podcast and you are trying to get dusty from the dust of the rabbi, especially Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Jesus. And if you are listening, trying to download ancient Jewish wisdom, you got to go back to this ancient story found in the Torah, the five books of Moses, specifically the first book, Genesis, the book of beginnings, and see where it all began. Isn't it interesting that the first words of the Torah start with "in the beginning"? As if this book is giving us a secret to the beginning of everything, where everything began and how it continues to unfold. So when you think about every wrong choice that you've ever made, it has led to shame, fear, and insecurity. And those are the real roots to our problems. In other words, every tree that's good produces good fruit, and every tree that's bad produces bad fruit. The question is, what's the root to the fruit? Because if we can change the root system, we can change the tree. We change the tree, we change the branch. We change the branch, we change the fruit. So you got to consider some of the things that make you feel like you're living in shame, you're living in regret, you're living in your past and you can't press on to your future. The rotten roots that have created unhealthy branches on our tree are these: unmet needs, unhealed hurts, and unresolved issues. Can you think about your relationship right now? Maybe your relationship with God, your relationship with your spouse, your girlfriend, boyfriend, fiance, relationship with your parents, relationship with your children, relationship with aunts and uncles and cousins, nieces and nephews. Think about the relationship you have with your boss, your employer, or your employees. Maybe your fellow coworkers. Maybe just the neighbor that you can't ask for a cup of milk or a cup of sugar from because you really don't know them. Think about how sometimes we don't even reach out to people around us or get to know people because we have so much shame we're dealing with. We have so much fear and insecurity we're dealing with. These roots of shame, fear, and insecurity lead to branches of unmet needs, unhealed hurts, and unresolved issues. I don't know about you, but I'm ready to resolve the issue. I'm ready to face my giant and defeat him like David did Goliath. I'm ready to not only go through these 12 weeks and become free in every area, I want to be a disciple that the Father in heaven can use as a vessel to display his glory as a masterpiece, as the work of his hands. and I want God to mold my life and shape my life. Or more specifically, as we use the illustration in the Garden of Eden, I want God to be the gardener. I want Jesus to be the vine, and I want to be his branch that produces good fruit. So here's some of the things that you need to know about shame. Here's a quote from Brené Brown in a book called The Gifts of Imperfection. Shame, blame, disrespect, betrayal, and the withholding of affection damage the roots from which love grows. Love can only survive these injuries if they are acknowledged, healed, and rare. Meaning they shouldn't be things that we experience every day all the time. We should actually be able to confront those issues in our life, those patterns of the problems we experience that often rise to the surface like weeds that need to be plucked or branches that need to be pruned. You might want to know if you are living in shame. Well, let's listen to the language of shame. Shame says things like, I'm not worthy, or I'm a failure. I'm so stupid. No one likes me. I can't do anything right. I'm not enough. It's all my fault. I must be a horrible person. I'm a mistake. You know, none of these things are true when you know who you are and whose you are. But if you've been using this language over the years, it could be that there's some shame that you haven't confronted yet, you haven't dealt with yet. In fact, most of the shame, fear, and insecurity we learn or we experience as a child is so traumatic that we bury it and repress it. It's like deep in the soil of our hearts, these fragmented pieces of roots eventually regrow after they've been watered. So some emotional effects of shame can also be signs. What if you're dealing with anxiety and worry on a constant basis? What if insecurity starts to develop in a certain area of your life? Some of us, we don't even admit it to ourselves. We have this sense of self-loathing. We hate ourselves. The person we see in the mirror, we don't like what we see. How about shyness or becoming an introvert? You know, for many years, I battled shyness. I battled insecurity. Until the Holy Spirit came into my life as a young teenager at a youth camp, filled me with his power and his presence, and all of the fear, the doubt, the insecurities I had about myself just seemed to fly out of me as if it was like birds being shooed away. And I remember the Holy Spirit just coming upon my life and building me up to be bold, to be brave, to be a believer, to trust God's leading in my life. And that's the reason why I'm your rabbi today. And that's why you're listening to this podcast, because at some point in my life, I had to release my fear and insecurity and all my shame. And the Holy Spirit was the one that gave me the fruits that he once cultivated in my life, those fruit of the Spirit that replaced all those negative, toxic emotions. What if you're dealing with disconnectedness? You know, sometimes we get easily disconnected. We don't know why that happens. We can blame the other person from disconnecting from us. But where have we disconnected from people because of something we're going through? We don't want people to know what we're feeling. We don't want to admit to someone, even a counselor or a pastor, a leader, a rabbi, a mentor, a guide, someone that's a life coach. We don't want to admit those things. You know, sometimes we get life coach confused with mentor, and I have an episode on that. But you got to think about Jesus, who was kind of like a life coach, a mentor, but he was more importantly a disciple maker. See, a mentor will tell you about all their personal experiences. A life coach, you pay for a course they've written or a course they're sharing online or through video, but you don't really get to know a lot of their personal stories. The mentor comes alongside, has lunch with you, has coffee with you, maybe even dinner, and they share their stories, they share their life experiences, and you learn from their example and their life more than just a lesson they're teaching. So that's the difference between a mentor and a life coach. But we need all of these people in our life. More specifically, we need Jesus, Yeshua, who's all three. He's a disciple maker. He can make a disciple out of you. And when he's done so, all of the negative things that we need to be free from come to the surface like weeds for the gardener in heaven to pluck them and remove them from the root so that they never grow in our life again. What about those that are battling social awkwardness or depression or eating disorders? Or maybe right now you're having suicidal thoughts. Ultimately, it all leads to identity issues. That's one of our weeks. Week number four, we're going to deal with identity issues. But I really want you to think about where this root of shame has taken hold in your life. I'm going to read a psalm to you that's going to help you pray better to remove this from your life. Psalm 34, verse 4 and 5. in the New Living Translation. David says, I prayed to the Lord and he answered me. He freed me from all my fears. Those who look to him for help will be radiant with joy. And he says, no shadow of shame will darken their faces. I love that. Like light coming in on a dark day, he wants to remove the shadow of shame away from you. He wants to free you from all your fears. In fact, look at Isaiah 54, verse 4. It says, don't be afraid, when God was using the prophet Isaiah to speak to Israel. He says, for you will not be put to shame. Don't be intimidated, for you will not be humiliated. You will forget about the shame you experienced in your youth. You will no longer remember the disgrace of your abandonment. You know, if God spoke these words to Israel, then you and I, as followers of Yeshua, followers of Jesus, disciples of the Master, we can take this principle and apply it to our life. Here's another one that the Messiah will fulfill in Isaiah 61, verse 1, and I'm going to also read verse 7. It says, for the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty, that's freedom, to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those that are bound. Are you bound right now? God wants to open your prison house. Verse 7 says, instead of your shame, there will be a double portion. Instead of dishonor, they shall rejoice in their lot. Therefore, in their land, they shall possess a double portion. They shall have an everlasting joy. Would you like a double portion of joy instead of a double portion of shame? You see, Jesus was willing to endure the shame of our sin and free us from its effects. His anointing can set us free from our shackles, bind up and mend our broken hearts, free our captive souls from bondage, and replace our shame with a double portion of joy and honor. Jesus, Yeshua, is our message because we believe his life was given for our freedom. Therefore, we choose to speak life to encourage one another. Let me read this verse to you, Hebrews 12, 2. Looking to Jesus, the founder, the author, and the finisher or perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Isn't that a beautiful thing that when Jesus died and resurrected from the dead, as we get ready to celebrate resurrection, really in a month from now, we're so grateful that Jesus, Yeshua, raised from the dead to defeat hell, death, and the grave, to overcome the attacks of the enemy that have come your way, every fiery dart, every bit of shame that he's put, like it's mud on your face. You don't have to walk around with that scarlet letter anymore. You don't have to walk around with that big S of shame on your chest. You don't have to carry the weight and emotions of those toxic feelings any longer. You can be free. In fact, today you can be encouraged to live a life free of shame and guilt. Jesus already carried all your sin and shame on his shoulders. With his mighty power, he removed the stain of your past mistakes and nailed it to his cross. Our sin and shame died with him when he died, and we were resurrected to a new life with a brand new identity through his resurrection. No longer should shame label or limit our freedom and divine purpose. Once we discover the root of our shame, we can eradicate its power and renounce its lordship over our lives. So let's identify the origin of this negative emotion and uproot its dominion over us. Man, that is my prayer today, that you no longer let that root of shame have power over you. I want you to ask the question, what's the origin of shame? When was the first time you experienced shame in your early childhood? How do those negative emotions make you feel? And was that shame based upon something you did or something that someone did to you? Do you think that shame has been the root of many of your fears and insecurities that you've experienced growing up and maybe are experiencing right now? Trust me, there is a root to the fruit. And if it's bad fruit, just don't pluck the lousy fruit off the tree and expect change. Examine the root of the problem. Go deep. Allow the Holy Spirit to show you what is the root to your situation. If you want to remove that root from your life, you've got to get beyond the surface of the soil and see what the roots look like. What is the root problem to your situation? For Adam, for Eve, it was a pattern that we see in our own lives, a pattern of disobeying God, feeling shame about it, allowing that shame to strip us naked and make us fear the voice of God. And then because of that fear, cover our nakedness with things that don't really cover us. And like those fig leaves that they try to use to deal with their insecurity, you and I have been covering up sins for years, choices that we've made, bad decisions that have plagued us, and our regret is causing anxiety and insecurities, have negative emotions, have mental health issues, and it's time to be free. If we call Jesus our Savior and Lord, if Yeshua is our Rabbi and Messiah, then we should let go of the things that he's trying to prune from our life. Today, I want you to let go. I want you to let God have his way. I want you to let Messiah be king of your heart. I want you to let the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, the Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of God, come in and literally change your life, rearrange your thinking. Come in and prune the trees in your garden. Rip up the root of weeds that you've allowed to grow, of worry and doubt and fear and confusion. You don't have to live like that anymore. You can be free. In fact, today you are becoming free from shame. Before we close today, I want to share this prayer that I wrote for being free from shame. Say this with me. Heavenly Father, thank you for giving me freedom from shame. I realize that I have lived in regret from my past mistakes and bad choices. You have covered my shame and restored my true identity. I will no longer allow the enemy to confuse me with lies and rob me of my purpose. Jesus, thank you for taking my sin and shame and nailing it to your cross. Holy Spirit, please remove any toxic feelings that I have felt and replace them with your love, peace, and joy. Father, let the fruit of your Spirit continue to grow in my life. I declare that I am now free from all shame by the power of Jesus' name. Amen. I can't wait for next week. We're going to look at another lesson, another week on becoming free, and that's going to be our third week looking at this 12-week step, 12-week process of becoming a disciple who's free in every area as we become free from fear and insecurity. Come on, let's get rid of those negative roots. We love you. See you soon. Lehitrot. See you next time.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you did, follow us for more episodes as you rate and review the podcast. Thank you for listening to The Dust of the Rabbi podcast with Rabbi Brian Baruch Balechi. Shalom. Lehitrot. See you next time.